When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Go Black Podcast. Go Black. I'm Marcus Rantahol, and you are listening to the Dope Black Dads Podcast. It's good to be back. Today, we are talking about reclaiming masculinity and identity. And this is such an incredible subject at the moment. I can't believe just how many differing opinions are surrounding us and all these ideas that are quite terrifying in some places. So I'm going to attempt to do some justice to the topic, as always, sharing my own experiences, sharing my own examples, talking about my parenting and parenthood in general, resources on the Dope Black Dads podcast itself, some amazing guests we've had, and try and do the subject some justice in the short time that we have together. But I want to start with a quote from Winston Ashby. Winston Ashby is from the Party Program. He was on the podcast last year talking about the work he does in the anti-bullying world. And I remember clipping and sharing this quote because I thought it was so brilliant and kind of really summed up the impact of positive fatherhood on me as a young man, or anybody, in terms of masculinity and identity. And Winston said, it's the ultimate compliment that your child can give you. If they need advice about relationships, about keeping safe, about feeling valued, if they turn to you and they say, hey, you're the person that I need to turn to for advice on this, then you did your job. And I thought, wow, that's really incredible, because that's the sort of relationship I want to have with my children. And that is actually the relationship that I've got with my father. And I'm really blessed to have that role model to look up to. And lucky enough to speak to my father every day and still be able to ask for advice and opinions and trust what he's sharing with me. And also on the other side of that, to know that he trusts and values my opinion as well. I've built a career off of ignoring what people say about me, so I don't really take people's opinions to heart. But my old man certainly, if he says I've done something well, still means a lot to me. And if he's got an opinion on something, I definitely listen. And that's a huge positive impact on how I feel about myself, and of course in terms of about masculinity and identity. And I think back, we didn't always have a relationship like that. When I was a child, my dad was very much, black African Indian household. He was harsh, as you can well imagine, but he was fair. And we laugh about that now, the licks he used to get for some of the stuff we used to get up to. But always that relationship of love and respect. And of course, we're not anywhere near those kinds of punishments these days anymore. What I actually remember and admire the most about growing up, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, is watching my dad going to work, coming home, cooking, cleaning, making sure we could have dinner together, have family time together, and always being very present and very stoic about his presence as well. It wasn't like, look, I'm here, look, I'm doing this for you. Very much lived and breathed an example of what, parenthood should be for me. one of the pieces of life admin my dad used to do was anything to do with school. And I think my childhood gave me a real insight into some of these stereotypes that we still see today that certainly are even more prevalent in the late 80s, early 90s. My dad was fiercely proud of the fact that every parents' evening, my teachers would say to me the next day, "Oh my gosh, your dad was at parents' evening. We never see fathers at parents' evening. And he was there taking notes and he was asking questions and wow, incredible." And I thought, oh, you know, it's just what dad does, but also felt proud that his contribution, can you imagine, was being recognized and knowing that he was always there in charge of that stuff. And it was interesting watching teachers and other parents going, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that your dad does that." And growing up being like, "No, that's normal." And still in 2023 saying, "Hey, you know, this is normal. Where are these kind of gender stereotypes come from? And how can we challenge them?" And I saw them again with my dad's occupation even. My dad was a psychiatric nurse and he used to tell my friends at school, "Yeah, my dad's a nurse." And they'd say, "You mean doctor?" And I'd say, "No, he's a nurse." So I got to witness those kinds of stereotypes in play very early on in my life and how that plays out for people as well. And of course, even now, like I say, 2023, it's quite shocking how many gender-based stereotypes continue to be perpetuated by men and women in the workplace or out in the streets. And we had a fantastic conversation with Josh Odom from Healing While Black. He joined us from across the pond and really fascinating. Does this topic a lot more justice than I can, talking about kind of masculinity and toxic masculinity and kind of how he wants to reframe that. Really worth checking out. Go check out this episode. It's about an hour long and he's doing some fantastic work and he's a really fascinating guest that we've had on. Of course, another part of our masculine identity is always going to be about improving and strengthening ourselves. And of course, we talk about physical strength. You know, it's important to look after yourself.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And I think a lesson I didn't necessarily learn from my father, but from growing up. Later on in my teens, I got into playing rugby. I'm very small for a rugby player, but I was a decent rugby player and a very good defender because I was small and I had to learn very quickly how to tackle someone. And I remember that switch going off where I realised with the technique that I was taught that, you know, I could handle myself against much bigger players. And that kind of weight being lifted off of me in certain situations, like going to the pub, where I was like, "Do you know what? I don't need to kind of put on a front or anything because I know that I'm capable of handling myself." And I think that's really important. I used to always say, you know, I think every young man should play a contact sport because of the discipline it teaches and that kind of energy it gives you. I mean, maybe there's healthier ways to channel that, but I, you know, I think that was a big part, turning point for me. I played rugby with a guy at uni, John, who's 6 foot plus, all muscle, did like 20 martial arts. He was really into East Asian culture. And I said to him, you know, John, you're a big guy. You know, what happens when someone steps up to you, or, you could really hurt them. And I was so shocked and humbled when he said, I've never been in a fight. And I said, what are you talking about? People come up to me all the time. I'm not even doing anything. He said, oh, yeah, people come up to me, but I don't engage with it. I always walk away. And I thought, wow, that's really a level of being the bigger man that took me a while to find. And years later, my wife and I did some training with him many years later. He was just doing like some fitness training and some martial arts training. I got back in the car with Rebecca. She turned to me and said, John could kill you, couldn't he? And I was like, do you know what? I think he could. And it's that old Spider-Man quote, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And I love that because Stan Lee has said Spider-Man is his favourite character because he could have been white, black, Asian, girl, boy. And, you know, it's a really important part of that kind of aspect of physical strength. And of course, the other aspect is our mental strength, you know, building resilience. We've talked on this podcast about that before. But also acceptance and maturity. I'm constantly sharing with you guys, and I know Marvin is as well, the benefits that we felt with therapy and how it's helped so much in our lives, and the importance of accepting help and learning the hard way to reach out and ask for it. And it's still a big bugbear of mine. I think we've got a long, long way to go when it comes to men, especially, and also, you know, men from ethnic backgrounds, accepting help, asking for help. There's some fantastic work being done in the mental health space. We've also had some fantastic guests from that space coming on. I don't think we're as far advanced as people believe they are. I think there's a lot of men out there who are saying, well, you know, yes, mental health's a thing, and you know that person might need help, but I'm okay. So if you're not okay, that's, you know, that's fine, but please go and find some help. And even if you are okay, the benefits, honestly, it's incredible. And as I said, I'll continue to let you guys know that it's an avenue worth pursuing. The other part of kind of reclaiming masculinity and identity, I think, is always going to come down to education and kind of getting over those societal barriers. I have no idea kind of where we start with that, particularly with so much white noise going around places like the internet and social media. But certainly, you know, the next generation of young men, I hope, aren't being fed some of the ideas that were circulating even when I was a young man, and school and at home is definitely the place to start with that. And then finally, thinking about what we do here at Dope Black Dads itself, many of you know the story of how Dope Black Dad started. Marvin connecting with his fellow black dads via a WhatsApp group, kind of sharing openly the struggles, but also asking for guidance, help and support, you know, creating the Facebook group that some of you might be part of, building that community of men looking after each other, black men giving each other advice and guidance. And it's a resource that's there for you, the podcast as well. I hope you're still enjoying the stuff that we put out there and getting a lot from it. And I think as well, when we see some of the really horrific things in the news that affect our community, and our children are saying to us, hey, why is this happening? Talk to me about this. I'm scared. I'm not sure what's going on. The first place I'm turning to is my friends in that community, that other community of parents that I can say, hey, you know, I don't know if you got an answer to this. Sometimes you don't need an answer. Sometimes you need someone else who's going through the same thing to talk things over with. And I think, you know, we as men can be a lot better at that, but that's why these communities exist, and I hope you're using them as well. As I said, I don't have the answers, and I'm sure people are going to have many differing opinions to me about what masculinity is. But also, pleased to say, mainly through the example of my father, that I'm okay with my definition. See you all next time.
Dope Black Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.